Remembering names is not one of my real gifts. Not memorizing at all, actually. I can't recite poems. It took me forever to learn the songs when I was singing in choirs. And sometimes I'll read a book that I love, and the next day I couldn't tell you the main character's name. I can tell you everything that happened to that person, but someone will pass on greetings. It happened this week. And I won't remember who it is until I hear more about that person. I need to work at it, and I try to. I repeat names to myself silently in my head. I write them down and add notes about the person. But I'm a little envious of those who find it easy to remember names. This Wednesday, when I was at Meet You at the Loft, the table I was at was talking about the engaging Heritage Society speaker the day before. I can't remember what his name was. So if you want to know, ask someone who was at the Heritage Society. But I do remember that one of the wonderful things about him was how good he was at names. He would remember people he hadn't seen in years, and not just them, but a family member or some activity that they did, because for him, remembering names wasn't just about remembering names, but about remembering people. Something about who you are. And when we hear in our scripture again and again about God knowing our name, that's what we're talking about. Not just remembering that my name's Emily, but remembering who I am, knowing who we are. God knows who we are and what we can become. And even more than that, because we hear again and again, not just that God knows our name and calls us by name, but that God names us. Naming us. There's not that many times in our lives we have the opportunity to name someone. Maybe a pet or a child. And those can be long discussions and decisions as we try to find something meaningful. And many writers will tell you that finding the name for their character is sometimes one of the hardest parts, because the name needs to be right. It needs to fit that character, that person in the story. When we hear the words from Isaiah, there's something so intimate about those words, the same words that appear elsewhere in Scripture. God called me before I was born. While I was in my mother's womb, God named me. God named me. That name is a gift. It's an act of love. It's something so intimate, so precious. Now, I should add a caveat that not all name giving is this precious. We just need to look south of the border or to hear childhood playground stories to know that. But the kind of naming we're hearing with God is a true naming. An act of love and understanding, a true name that speaks to who we are and what we can become, just like we hear in the gospel reading. Simon and his brother Andrew come to see Jesus. And all Jesus does is look at Simon. There aren't any introductions, no words exchanged. Jesus looks at Simon and says, "Your name is Simon, and you will be called Peter. You will be called the Rock. You will be called what you will become, the foundation of the church." He knows, without anything being said, who he is. And his true self, what he can become. That kind of naming, that kind of knowing is an act of love. A couple of weeks ago, I told you probably the one thing that I know is true about God. There's a whole sermon about tense related to it, but if you weren't here, or if you don't remember, it boils down to this. God is with us. So here are the other two things that I say with confidence about God. I say these things knowing them to be true. And I say them knowing there are many things that I don't know. So I'll start with that. I'll start with things I don't know, like... Oh, I wrote down a whole list of them. Oh, here they are. How best to experience the divine? What happens after we die? What the world will be like in 50 years or 20 years? What the future of the church is, or what happens when we pray? Whether we'll be able to take meaningful action on climate change, whether I have the patience to make it through one more morning of being woken up at 6 or sometimes 5 by, Mommy, Mommy, Mommy. And the list goes on. There are many things that I don't know. And I make guesses about them based on these things that I know, these things that I am certain of, that I am certain are true. Even when it feels impossible, even when I forget. And they are. First, God is love. It's not a new statement or a new claim, but it's important because love is not an add-on or a bonus feature to God. Love is God's very heart, very identity, very being. God is love. It's what we hope to teach our children and ourselves. It reminds us not to limit God to a being, but to something much more. An idea, a concept, a value, a connection with all of life. God is love. But love, not first as a noun, but as a verb, as an action, as a reaching out to us. God is about relationship. God is love, is God, is the act of loving. And so the second thing I know is God loves you. God loves you. And that's even harder to get our heads around because often we don't feel lovable. Or sometimes we think love should be connected to our actions or our inactions or to what we seem to deserve. And sometimes even when we've figured out that we can be loved and that we are loved, then we struggle with the idea that God's love is not just for me, but for you too, and for everyone else, not just those we like or who are like us, but everyone, for all people, even the ones we disagree with, even the ones who hurt us. God loves you, each of you, and each you that you encounter or hear about. God loves you and knows you and names you, hoping you will become your truest form of that name. So there are a lot of things I'm not certain about, but I'm certain of these two things. Even when it feels impossible, even when I forget in the day to day, even when it would feel easier not to be known and loved. Because if we weren't, then when we wouldn't be called to the work that follows of trying to be our best selves, to the work of trying to see the divine love within all people, even those who drive us up the wall, even those who wake us up at 5 in the morning, Because if we didn't remember these true things about God, we wouldn't be called to that work of love. God is love. God loves you. So what does this mean for us in the day today? I think being called and named by God means being willing to think both big and small in what we do and how we give our time and energy and love. Just like those words from Isaiah, we need to think big picture, like the light to all the nations. In the action we can take, whether it's writing letters to politicians or making significant changes in how we live and care for the environment, whether it's making large steps in shifting the language we use, even when it's not natural to us, to create a more welcoming community, or donating to important work, or other big picture acts that we take part in. And we already do. But we also need to allow ourselves to be called to the work of living out God's love, not just for the whole world, but for all the small moments and places and people in it. Just like those words from Isaiah that speak about that tiny place of a mother's womb. So we need to pay attention to the little actions as well. Enjoying a cup of tea or a bowl of soup. Noticing the beauty of frost on the window. Phoning up a friend. Taking time to share a few words with someone you don't know. Sharing everyday tears and laughter. Apologizing when you make a mistake, even when it doesn't seem that important. Sharing conversation. Buying someone a cup of coffee. And so on. We need to allow ourselves to be called to the work of living out God's love for every person, all of creation, each tiny moment of our lives. God is love. God loves you. What does this mean for us in the day today? For me, one of the things it means is that I keep on working on remembering people's names. And I think for all of us, it means practicing seeing others, paying attention to others with God's love. So this means we need to practice patience for ourselves and others. We need to practice forgiveness for ourselves and others. And we need to practice recognizing and celebrating the gifts of others and of ourselves. God is love. God loves you. God calls you and names you. Thanks be to God. Amen.